Welcome to the Diversity Quota Podcast, where Mita, Lorelei, and Cooper share their opinions that you didn't ask for. Enjoy!
Today we will be taking a morality test
at moralsensetest.com.
Okay, let us begin our moral test. Let's see if we're evil or not.
All right. This test consists of 13 stories. We'll read each thing aloud. All right.
And there's
you
a
don't
bed.
Need to tell them that, but that's
yeah.
The
first All right, read the story.
You are the leader of a small army that consists of warriors from two tribes, the Hill Tribe and the River Tribe. You belong to neither tribe. During the night, a Hill Tribesman got into an argument with a River Tribesman and murdered him. The River Tribe will attack the Hill Tribe unless the murderer is put to death. But the Hill Tribe refuses to kill one of its own warriors. The only way for you to avoid this a war between the two tribes that will cost hundreds of lives is to publicly execute the murderer by cutting off his head with your sword. Cutting off this man's head is forbidden, permissible, obligatory, or...
Between. Obligatory.
I think it's permissible. It's not, like, great, though.
It's obligatory.
In between the two of y'all.
Listen, because it would cost... I don't know. This is very, like, set in... makes it very certain. I feel like it's
him.
Not... No,
kill
okay.
Kill him.
I lean a little more towards do it.
No, right. Because why risk all those people's lives? It's literally just killing one guy or killing a bunch of people. I'd rather than just kill the one guy.
Yeah. Okay, fine. All right.
You are the leader of a mountaineering expedition that is stranded in the wilderness. Your expedition includes a family of six that has a genetically caused vitamin deficiency. A few people's kidneys contain large amounts of this vitamin. There is one such person in your party. The only way to save the lives of the six members of this family is to remove one of this man's kidneys so that the necessary vitamins may be extracted from it. The man will not die if you do this, but his health will be compromised. The man is opposed to this plan, but you have the power to do as you see fit.
Do you see fit?
Forcibly removing this man's kidney is forbidden, permissible, obligatory. Forbidden.
This one is way worse, I feel like.
Forbidden!
No, listen.
It's not consent to it, but it's
is,
closer to permissible.
No, hold on, guys, listen.
Forbidden.
Guys, think about it. This is the same as the last one. We're killing one person. We're not even
we're
killing
not even
this
killing
one.
Killing the man,
though. To save more people.
Yeah, but he didn't do
crap.
The other guy murdered someone
this,
for fun.
Cursed.
What does that have to do with
you cursed.
Anything with this?
You cursed.
Oh.
Anyway, no, but this one's different because you're actually, like taking this guy's kidney out when he doesn't want you to.
But, everybody has two kidneys.
Yeah, but it compromises his health. He's your friend, and he didn't do anything, and you don't even know these people.
The option I want here is, like, convince him.
That sounds manipulative. I'm gonna go with no.
Manipulative. Okay.
It feels
taking
wrong.
It forcibly is forbidden.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you gotta see your family. About. I would say, personally, I would lean more forbidden.
Okay. It's forbidden.
You are on a cruise ship when there's a fire on a board. The ship has to be abandoned. The lifeboats are carrying many more people than they were designed to carry. The lifeboat you are in is sitting dangerously low in the water. A few inches lower and it will sink. The sea starts to get rough and the boat begins to fill with water. If nothing is done, it will sink before the rescue boat arrives, and everyone on board will die. However, there's an injured person who will not survive in any case. If you throw that person overboard, the boat will stay afloat and the remaining passengers will be saved. Personally...
Hold on. Let's say the argument is throwing a person overboard would
that
be...
That's going to die anyway.
Forbidden, permissible, or obligatory.
Yeah. They're going to die anyway.
Obligatory.
Just throw them over.
They are going to die.
It's, like,
they're
messed up, though.
Okay. I'll let Cooper speak.
Listen, I know that we only have three options here, and it's about throwing a person overboard.
Actually,
but
you can put it in between each option, too.
Yeah. I feel like the best option is put yourself overboard, right? And just kind of swim, right?
Because
you can swim, right?
If the water's getting rough, you're going to get tired in, like, 5 minutes. You're going to drown yourself.
I hold on.
If I'm perfectly fine, why would I let myself die? Screw that person. Yeah. They're injured.
They're injured. They're going to die anyway. Why...
Also,
why risk everybody else on the boat for that one person that's not going to make it?
Also, wait, are you some kind of saint? You're actually going to throw yourself over? Like, think of this realistically. Will you throw yourself over to possible death just for an
in a real scenario? I would do neither. I would just be like, I would hang out.
You'd just be a bystander.
I would hang out and die.
Cooper is just going to watch this happen.
In this scenario, I don't think I would have. I wouldn't have the willpower to actually like self-sacrifice.
So you're a wimp.
But I'm not going to kill someone.
Okay.
They're dead already.
Okay, hold on. Think about it. It's not a person. It's a sick baby.
There is an injured person. There's an injured person who will not survive in any case.
Listen,
they are
okay.
not living.
They're not living. They're basically already dead. It's just dead weight on the boat.
Yeah.
They're gone. Throw them over.
Listen.
2-1.
Yeah.
2-1.
2-1.
We're moving on. Fine. Fine.
Wimp.
A runaway trolley is heading down the tracks towards 5 workmen who will be killed if the trolley proceeds on its present course. You are on a footbridge over the tracks in between the approaching trolley and the 5 workmen. Next to you on this footbridge is a stranger who happens to be very large. The only way to save the lives of the 5 workmen is to push the stranger off the bridge and onto the tracks below, where his large body will stop the trolley.
What?
The stranger will die if you do this, but the 5 workmen will be saved.
Forbidden.
It's 1-5.
Forbidden.
It's permissible for
it's permissible.
Me.
Okay, listen.
For
so,
me. I would let that happen. No. I would do that.
So for you, it's obligatory?
No, okay.
No. Well... Well,
first of all, how do you, were you waiting for this to happen?
No.
Okay.
It's
Mita can
one
go first.
Life or 5 lives. I would say 5 over 1. Okay. Since they're
wait,
working.
So pick an answer though.
Permissible, but closer to obligatory.
I would say permissible because I agree, but also I could not push someone off a bridge. Like, knowing I'm pushing them to their death, I literally could not.
Here's how I see it.
Okay.
The 5 workmen, you know, they work on these tracks. They know the risks.
Die.
Yeah, but this guy who's like, oh, I'm having such a nice day hanging out by the train tracks. I'm not gonna kill him.
Some fat guy. Shove him off the footbridge.
Yeah, he's probably gonna die of a heart attack anyway.
What is so wrong like, with you?
He described him as a very large man. Yeah, if his large body...
What if he bounces off the tracks?
His large body... large body is big enough to stop the trolley. How big do you have to be?
He's definitely like 300 pounds.
That isn't the question.
He's probably gonna break the bridge anyway.
Listen.
He's gonna fall.
It's okay, but you're the one who is actively killing this person who has done nothing wrong.
Okay, so okay.
To save the lives
1-5, and that one person's probably gonna die from a heart attack or some heart failure or something.
We're moving on. It's probably permissible.
We can't just skip over my opinions because you don't like them.
Skip.
You are the leader of a small group of soldiers. You are on your way back from a completed mission deep in enemy territory. When one of your men has stepped in a trap that has been set by an enemy and is badly injured, the trap is connected to a radio device that now has alerted the enemy to your presence. They will soon be on their way. If the enemy finds your injured man, and they will torture him and kill him. He begs you not to leave him behind, but if you try not to take him with you, your entire group will be captured. The only way to prevent this injured soldier from being tortured is to shoot him yourself. Shoot the soldier is forbidden, permissible, or obligatory.
I think this one's closer to obligatory.
You keep saying obligatory wrong.
Obligatory?
Obligatory.
Anyways.
Okay. Obligatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, it's...
we're all in agreement.
Can we explain, though?
Can we
talk about it? Because, you know, he's going to suffer more if we don't do this, and it'll be a quick and painless death.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah. If we let him live from here... he will go through more suffering and cause us suffering.
Yeah.
No,
so by doing this, we stop our suffering and his suffering.
Okay, that's really logical. Good for you, Cooper.
Yeah.
I agree.
We agree with you on that one.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I don't think I could... See, the problem with these, though, is I'm like, yeah, obviously shoot him. But then I'm also thinking, I don't think I could shoot someone. I think I'd make someone else shoot him because I honestly...
That's why I said the thing in the lifeboat. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it myself.
Yeah.
I could push someone into the water. Dying.
Like, this one, I'm looking at it as, okay, if he gets tortured, he's probably going to break and then spill all the details. So.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Protects, like, the information that we have.
I was just thinking of, like, man, I feel bad if this guy's going to go get tortured. Especially if I know him. When it says, like, this is your friend, it makes me think a lot harder. If it's, like, a stranger, usually I'm willing to kill.
So what if it's one of us that was in the trap?
Oh, God. Oh, no, don't put me through that. I can't do that.
In the what?
If it was one of us that was injured.
So,
oh, God, don't do that.
So me going, wait, I have Penny at home and she's waiting for me to come home. I have to pet her and give her treats.
Okay, but the thing is, it's either you risk your entire squad.
Yeah, I think I'd tell you to kill me, but I don't think I could kill you.
Yeah, I would tell you to kill me.
But I couldn't, though. If it was you and I'm looking at you dead in your big old blue orbs, your eyeballs, like, I'm not going to kill you.
All right,
Cooper.
All right, let's move on.
I think I would, like, hesitate, but I'd be like...
Let me just say, basically, she's going to kill us. All right.
Let's move on.
You are negotiating with a powerful and determined terrorist who is about to set off a bomb in a crowded area. Your one advantage is that you have his teenage son in your custody. There is only one thing that you can do to stop him from detonating this bomb, which will kill thousands if it is detonated. To stop him, you must contact him over the satellite hookup that he has established, and in front of the camera, break one of his son's arms, then threaten to break what? The other one if he does not give himself up?
How is this the only answer?
God! Breaking the terrorist's arm is forbidden, permissible, obligatory.
I would break the arm.
Listen, okay. Okay, hold on, hold on. Listen, listen, listen.
I would break the arm.
So, for the thing presented, it's saying this is literally our only option to stop this bomb.
It's break an arm or
so, therefore, it's obligatory, right?
I think it's permissible. I would break the arm, but also...
But how is
But think of it like this. How is the son, like... It's not his fault that his dad is a bad person. Maybe he doesn't want
to. Can we just, like, hold the kid at, like, gunpoint instead and be like, we will hurt him maybe if you do this. Instead of being like...
It's,
I say it's permissible.
The permissible. The intimidation factor from just, like, threatening something for a terrorist probably isn't very...
What do you say,
shoot him in the foot.
Obligatory?
Obligatory.
I think it's obligatory because... The scenario is saying it's the only thing that we can do to stop the bomb.
Also, this kid doesn't have to do with his dad. I feel bad. Like, this some random kid, his arm's
broken. I don't
know.
I don't care. The arm will heal.
If the question didn't say that this is literally the only way to stop this from happening.
I mean, it kind of is, though. Mita's right. You're not just going to, like, threaten.
Just because I can imagine.
Be like, whatever, my goal is to hurt as many people as possible. Okay. And if his son's... I feel like if you have a son, you're going to care enough to hesitate. And then somebody can find him.
I will settle between permissible and obligatory.
Okay.
You are the captain of a military submarine traveling underneath a large iceberg. An onboard explosion has caused you to lose most of your oxygen supply and has injured one of your crew, who's quickly losing blood. The injured crew member is going to die from his wounds, no matter what happens. The remaining oxygen is not sufficient for the entire crew to make it to the surface. The only way to save the other crew members is to shoot the dead of the injured crew member so that there will be enough oxygen for the rest of the crew to survive. Killing the fatally injured crew member is forbidden, permissible, and obligatory.
Obligatory, not obligatory.
This is normal. This is normal.
Obligatory.
This is normal for me. Where I just like
he's dying anyway.
I know,
he's
but like, could anyway. You do it? Could you actually shoot him and be like,
yes, I could.
Because he's either going to die slowly and painfully, or just shoot him in the head.
Well, also, if you're dying, you require a lot more oxygen. Take it from me. I'm a sickly person, okay? I've been in the hospital a bunch of times. You require a lot more oxygen when you're sick.
So if you're injured in any way.
So he's going to be... Not only is he already injured, but he's sucking up more oxygen, and he's suffering. At that point, just put him out of his misery and save everyone else.
Okay. Where's going to die?
All right.
So
this one doesn't feel great, but
none of them feel great. I'm not like, man, let me kill this kid. Like, what?
Okay, all right.
It is wartime, and you and your two children, ages 8 and 5, are living in a territory that has been occupied by the enemy. At the enemy's headquarters is a doctor who performs painful experiments on humans that will inevitably lead to death. He intends to perform experiments on one of your children, but he will allow you to choose which of your children will be experimented upon. You have 24 hours to bring one of your children to his laboratory. If you refuse to bring one of your children to his laboratory, he will find them both and experiment on both of them. Bringing one of your children to your laboratory is forbidden, permissible, obligatory.
Forbidden.
I gotta say, it depends.
God, what if he finds them both?
Hold on.
I wanna say forbidden.
Hey, here's what happened. You send one in, that one is like, and dies. The other one has guilt for the rest of their life for surviving.
Yeah, that's so true, but what if you have to send them both in?
It's either send one in or you lose both of them.
Yeah, but...
And if you have a boy and a girl, send the girl, because the boy, family name, come on.
Mita! Wait,
that was forbidden.
Cooper's kind of right, though, because aren't you already going to lose both if you send one in?
Yeah.
Well, wait, you can choose. What if we choose the older one? Maybe the younger one won't remember.
Oh my god!
It's the one that's already...
I don't know. This feels so wrong.
No, this one.
I'm leaning towards forbidden.
It's forbidden.
No, but it can't be because then you're going to lose both children. And as a mom, I would not want that.
If I lost both my children, I would never forgive myself.
Listen, obviously there's only one actual answer here, and that's you have to do it no matter what. I would choose not to, though.
You do have to do it no matter what.
Yeah, so
you're
going to
lose both.
No, I wouldn't, though. I wouldn't.
You would rather lose both children?
I would rather try and find their way and fail doing that than...
And lose both children.
Okay, so you lose both
children. I'd rather try to see them both and die trying than have to send one of them.
But how could... Your life isn't at risk. It's the children's lives.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so what are you going to do when you have to live with yourself when you realize you could have saved one child and you killed both?
I'd rather that and then have the one child live themselves knowing they survived and they're only going to send in.
I don't know. Imagine you send one of them.
If the kid doesn't know, then the kid doesn't know. You don't tell him.
Imagine you send one of them off, and then one day you're mad at the other one, you go, I should have picked you. That would be kind of funny. Yeah.
This is one where I feel like it would just cause...
I'm going to lean towards forbidden and permissible.
Yeah.
In between.
I'm honestly full forbidden on this one.
I'm permissible, and Mita's permissible. I was about that. I thought you were obligatory. So
it's not completely
okay. All right.
You are part of a group of ecologists who live in a remote stretch of jungle. The entire group, which includes 8 children, has been taken hostage by a group of paramilitary terrorists. One of the terrorists takes a liking to you. He informs you that his leader intends to kill you and the rest of the hostages the following morning. He's willing to help you and the children escape, but as an act of good faith, he wants you to kill one of your fellow hostages, whom he does not like. If you refuse his offer, all of the hostages, including the children and yourself, will die. If you accept his offer, then the others will die in the morning, but you and the 8 children will escape. Killing one of your fellow hostages is forbidden, permissible, obligatory.
Obligatory.
Permissible.
Permissible.
Okay, well, I'm leaning towards obligatory, because I'm saving the kids and myself.
Yeah, I want to save the kids.
I would save the kids, but I don't really care.
This does feel... This is very much...
That's such a lie. And see, I say, oh, I wouldn't care about myself. I totally would. I want
to
live.
No, this is permissible,
I mean,
because...
Yeah,
hold on.
It's human nature to survive.
That's what I'm saying.
Permissible, because the way I see it, it's like, if you didn't do it ever and died, I'm sure people would be like, okay, I understand that you couldn't kill someone for this.
Yeah.
But if you did do it, like, okay, I understand that you had to do it to save the kids.
Remember when we were talking about, like, the mom and the 2 kids? Think of the other parents that are in here with you. They're going to want you to pick their children over them.
But I also feel like if the kids are old enough to remember any of this, will they be vengeful?
Well, why would they be vengeful of you?
Will they become Batman?
You of the...
Terrorists? That's not my problem. The future is not my problem. The problem is this in the moment decision right now.
I think permissible, because this is one where it's you can't
obligatory.
This is one where like either way. I feel like no one can blame you for doing either way.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're
permissible.
Like closer
permissible.
To obligatory.
Permissible.
Okay. Enemy soldiers have taken over your village. They have orders to kill all remaining civilians. You and some of your townspeople have sought refuge in the cellar of a large home. Outside, you hear the voices of your soldiers who've come to search the house for valuables. Your baby begins to cry loudly. You cover his mouth to block the sound. If you remove your hands from his mouth, his crying will summon the attention of the soldiers who will kill you, your child, and the others hiding out in the cellar. To save yourself and the others, you must smother your child to death. Smothering your child is forbidden, permissible, and
obligatory. Forbidden?
Permissible.
What?
It's 1/8.
No.
Also, it's a child, and it's a baby. Like, it's like a small child.
That baby's not going to survive without an adult.
Forbidden.
It's not going to survive without an adult. They're not going to want to save a baby. It's not like it's a little kid. Like, it's a baby.
Yeah.
Like... Bald, carried around, needs little pats on the back.
Babies are too dependent to.
Also, like.
Wait,
it's fragile already.
The baby has to die at all in the scenario. My hand's over his mouth, not his nose. He can still breathe.
No, he can't.
You have to smother him.
Yes.
No.
It's a baby's face. Baby's faces are a lot smaller.
It's saying if you remove your hand from his mouth, then he will cry, and then the crying will summon them. But it doesn't mean I'm covering his nose. He can still breathe.
Babies can't breathe that well. They need as much air as possible. If your hand is over their
mouth breathers.
We gotta find other ways to solve these problems, guys.
If you cover their mouth, it covers their nose also probably because your hands are bigger than their face.
Listen, okay, hold on. No, literally, find in the cellar like an airtight box or something. Or something you can possibly use.
Airtight box? Then you can't breathe.
Oh, right, true.
Then everybody dies
Sorry. Like, I don't know, probably like a blanket or something to put the baby in. I don't know.
Because then
he's
going to keep screaming.
Coddle it, pacifier.
Well, one scream lets out and everyone's dead.
Yeah, it's either the baby's crying because it's hungry, but you can't go out to get baby food.
Okay, can we like try like singing a lullaby before going to murder?
It's use the restroom. You got to clean it. You can't get diapers if you're in the cellar unless you brought them down with you.
Can we at least like try like a song or...
Also, the enemy soldiers are not just going to like...
You can't sing when the enemy soldiers can hear anything.
Whisper a lullaby before going right to murder.
The baby can't scream because it's too loud. You can't make any noises.
Yeah.
Kill the baby.
It's like that movie where you have to be quiet. And
oh my god, yes.
The Quiet Place?
The monsters.
Yeah, they didn't kill the baby.
Yeah, but they got killed. The little boy with the little thing got killed.
Listen, this is another role where I feel like...
It's basically that.
I feel like after the fact, they're gonna be like, dude, you killed your baby?
No, they're not.
No, they're not gonna be like, thank you for saving us over your stupid child.
Because it's not like, you're thinking about it like it's like a conscious, like, children don't even remember any conscious memories or thoughts or feelings until a certain age. I think it's like 2 or something.
I couldn't do it.
Like they don't. He's not even thinking.
Okay. You know? Listen, I'm forbidden.
Okay, whatever so you guys say. In between, because Mita and I are permissible.
All right.
You, your husband, and your 4 children are crossing a mountain range on your return journey to your homeland. You have inadvertently set up camp at a local clan's sacred burial ground. The leader of the clan says that according to the local laws, you and your family must be put to death. However, you will let yourself, your husband, and your 3 other children live if you yourself kill your oldest son. Killing your oldest son is forbidden, permissible, obligatory.
This certainly depends. Is the son like, please don't kill me, or the son saying, I understand that I have to die for the family?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about age. This is all up to your mind.
Because it's 1v5.
No, yeah.
1v5. I think it's permissible. Yeah, it is 1v5.
This is permissible, but I think it's better if the son is saying, like, I understand that this has to happen.
Well, that's no, not an option. That's not what you
know. No, it depends, though.
Yeah, but that's not one of your choices.
This one,
kill all or kill one.
This one, I will say permissible because I think the son will be mature enough to understand.
Okay. Okay, well, also, think about it like this. What if the son's, like, 5, and your younger ones are, like, 4, 3, 2?
Yeah, only old, 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old.
No, but no, you know what I mean.
But also, if you have another boy, it's not like your name's gonna die out.
Mita, stop worrying about the...
But, or, if you have a girl, you can... Your family, it's not like your bloodline's just gonna...
Stop Mita, worrying about the bloodline!
You're literally adopted, and you're a woman, and you like other women. Why are you worried about names and bloodline?
Diversity quota.
Like, why are you so pressed about this? Cooper's not gonna carry on his name, probably.
No. No. Anyways.
Like, move on.
Next one.
The viral epidemic has spread across the globe, killing millions of people. You have developed 2 substances in your home laboratory. You know that one of them is a vaccine, but you don't know which one. You also know that the other one is deadly. Once you figure out which substance is a vaccine, you can use it to save millions of lives. You have with you 2 people who are under your care, and the only way to identify the vaccine is to inject each of these people with one of the 2 substances. One person will live, the other will die, and you will be able to start saving lives with your vaccine. Killing one of those people with the deadly injection is forbidden, permissible, obligatory.
Okay, wait, hold on. Literally, you could possibly avoid someone dying by injecting one of them with one of them, and if they don't die, then that's the vaccine.
Yeah, but...
What if you guess wrong the first time?
Then they die, but then you still know one's a vaccine, but you could have possibly avoided then someone dying.
You could also just inject yourself. I don't know why that is...
True, I guess, but you're the one who knows how to use it and make it.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
You need yourself.
Okay.
So you need yourself. So okay.
This one I'm more between permissible and obligatory.
Obligatory. I think it's because Mita said it wrong the first time. Now all of us are like saying it wrong.
But again, this is the wrong way to go about it. You can't just do it both at once and say, cool.
Well, no, but also think about it like this. What if it doesn't act fast enough and then you start injecting people with the wrong one and more people start dying? But you're like, oh, it's okay.
No, I know. But we will send
you one dose of each.
But I'm.
Oh, really?
Like 1 or 2 doses of each. So,
I'm just saying.
One's to use on the person and the other one's to, like, test.
Yeah, so I'm.
To develop more.
I'm just saying.
I would still say permissible.
I'm saying inject someone with one of them, and if they don't die, that is the vaccine. I'll be between permissible and obligatory.
There's just too
depending
many.
How much time you have to wait.
That's true, too. And there's also too many factors, like different people's immunities and blood types and stuff. Like, I could get sick differently than you could get sick.
No, this one's tough. I'll say permissible.
I'm going to say permissible to obligatory.
Yeah, put it there. Cool.
Okay.
You are a waiter. You overhear one of your customers say that he's about to go to jail and that in his last 48 hours of freedom, he plans to infect as many people as possible with HIV. You know him well enough to know that he is telling the truth and that he has access to many potential victims. You happen to know that he has a very strong allergy to poppy seeds. If he eats even one, he will go into convulsions and have to be hospitalized for at least 48 hours. Causing this man to have a serious allergy attack is forbidden, permissible, obligatory.
That's just karma.
Obligatory.
Yeah. That's obligatory.
He already has 48 hours till he goes to jail, and he's going to infect people with HIV. That's deadly.
Also, so if he has HIV...
He's gonna die.
You know he's going to go do stuff with other people, though.
So give him allergy attack. Give him allergy attack. Give him allergy attack. He deserves that.
He deserves that.
We are completed, and now we're going to see our results.
Your average morality judgment was a 5 out of 7.
Okay, so that means that we are more rational than emotional in this.
Okay, so we're like immoral, but we're not the worst of the worst.
We're like messed up, but we do it for the greater good.
Yeah. We're not like some people in our class, you know?
Yeah, who works around with like the bloodline.
Hope you liked listening. That's it for a while. See you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Time to be immortal.